One, two, three, four. Somehow suddenly true. But I know you're bearing down. I can see you're coming round. And I know you're working it out. I can see you're coming.
For WDIY, I'm Neil Huber. Today I'm speaking with Matt Smith and Brian Davies. They are from the band 12 String. I think the reason you chose that name is because you have two six strings here with us today. We're going to hear some live music from them, and we'll also hear some new music from them as well. We opened with a sample from their EP Greenway, Coming Around. Matt and Brian, you have a website. It's called 12stringband.com, and you're going to be at Music Fest on Monday the 4th and Thursday the 7th. So which one of you wants to talk about the performance that you have coming up on Monday and Thursday? Matt, you okay with that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, on Monday we're playing the Lyric Plots. It's inside the Arts Quest Center. It's the movie theater there. I go see a lot of movies there myself.
Oh, right by the Frank Benko Ale House.
That's right. I literally just saw Superman there a couple weeks ago. We're going to be playing that stage, which is kind of cool. Yeah, it's just a new venue for us to play inside over at the Arts Quest Center on the Steel Stacks campus. It's the same night that the Black Crowes will be in town.
And then Thursday the 7th?
Yeah, Thursday we're playing on Main Street, on the Main Street stage at noon. We played that stage last year. It was a lot of fun. Had a good crowd. Later that afternoon, Martin Guitar stage at Lagerplatz.
So you've been to Music Fest before, but what other venues or areas have you played as a duo?
We play the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs a couple times a year, usually. Arts Quest has really been good to us. We play Oktoberfest there at the Steel Stacks campus, and the Palette and Pour in the Arts Quest Center. There's a lot of good opportunities that they give us to play. Different festivals. We have an upcoming maybe residency. We're playing one night for the next 5 months at this new Ranch City Brewing in Easton. Kind of reached out to them and got some dates. So there's a scene in Lehigh Valley. There's a lot of different places to play.
So plenty of opportunities for folks to see you after Music Fest. If they're really enjoying your music, they can catch you in other places around the valley. Why don't we get a little background on both of you, and we'll start with Brian. Your background in music and how you met up with Matt.
So I actually started as a bass guitar player way back in the day. I played in a band called Spitshine with Larry Werner and Brian Harmony. Kicked the tires around for a while, playing with some bands here and there. And Matt and I actually met playing in a kind of an old man cover band of just mutual acquaintances. Just every once in a while, just for fun, we played a gig maybe twice a year, just as a lark. Once the pandemic kind of hit, you know, we were both sitting at home, going a little stir crazy. And so we started just writing music and sending music to each other back and forth, just online. And slowly started to put some songs together. And we decided around that time, hey, why don't we just get together as a duo instead of just with these bands and see what we can do. And so kind of non-seriously, we started just playing some farmers markets and things like that, just to kind of build a repertoire and get the chops back going, and eventually put together about 10 songs or so that we liked. And then we took five of them and decided, hey, let's just try to record them. And so we were looking around for some places to record, and luckily Matt came in here and knew some places to go.
Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit of your backstory and then how this current recording was put together, where you recorded it.
As far as my music background, I've always been the guy who writes and records demos of songs. Ever since high school, I've been doing this in my bedroom. I never really showed them to anybody, but like hundreds of song ideas. And I really became interested in composing songs and like different approaches, but never really did anything with it. But over the years, like Brian and I said, we playing with band together and kind of like, you know, getting out there and like building those chops. And when the idea came for us to work together, and like he said, we're kind of like, you know, at home during the pandemic, sending each other song ideas, which was really the first time I've ever written with somebody else, ever collaborated. And this song that we are performing today, Roaring Twenties, is really the first song that Brian gave me the music and I wrote the lyrics and then we sing together on it. So it's really the first song that we collaborated 100%. A lot of the other songs, it's like, you know, I have this song, you know, he has that song. And then we would work together on it. Yeah, and we had all these ideas for songs and like demos, garage band type things. And we really wanted to record them. We really wanted somebody else to kind of take us and like kind of shape the song, shape the sound a little bit. You know, I reached out to Matt Mulchaney at Shards here in Bethlehem. I've known him for a while. I knew we recorded and I just wanted somebody that I was like a little bit comfortable with. And Matt's great. He's a great ear and he's super enthusiastic about recording. So we recorded 5 songs with him and that made up our EP, Greenwood. Anyway, yeah, we're really thrilled with that process and plan on working with him again in the future.
Yeah, Shards is right on the Greenway. You did bring your guitars today, so I think we'd like to hear you play Roaring Twenties live. So let's do that.
You got it, Neil.
Sounds great.
Roaring Twenties is the song from 12 String. That's Matt Smith and Brian Davies live in our studio here. But before we close out our interview today, we'll select another track. The EP has 6 songs on it. Coming Around, Cool Wind, Warning Signs, Brown Eyes, Blue, One More Time, and Roaring Twenties. bonus track, you're calling it?
When you buy the CD, it's going to include Roaring Twenties. But if you go on Apple Music, Spotify, Greenway really just has the five.
So we recorded six with Matt, and at first we kind of excluded Roaring Twenties because our approach going into Shards was really not too big of a production. We wanted just a stripped down album of, you know, two guitars, two voices, very little production. The first five songs kind of lent themselves to a smaller production. When we were recording Roaring Twenties, we realized it may need a little bit bigger vision for it, and so we finished it up a little bit later. So it was recorded at the same time as the EP Greenway, but we finished it after we actually debuted it. And so we just got the CD pressed for the first time, and so we decided to include Roaring Twenties because it was in the spirit of recording with the other five songs.
Okay, so a nice bonus track here.
Correct.
I'm old school, right? I grew up in the analog age, and then moved into the digital age with CDs, but I think a lot of people just don't buy CDs anymore. But they got to be available for those of us who do like them. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, over in our local collection of bands, we have a Spitshine CD over there, by the way.
I believe you do. Everywhere you go.
What I've done is, with what you sent me, is I boxed it up real nicely. See, it's got the
I like it. The
name on the end of the label, so our folks here at the station could find it easily and then share it. So there you go. Where can folks go to get more music, more information, learn more about the band?
We have our website, 12stringband.com. We really try to be big on YouTube and Instagram, too. If you go to our website, you'll find links to all of these. Our Instagram is at 12stringband, and we try to put plenty of links and different things we're doing, little reels, videos of us playing. We recently had kind of this fun thing for followers to do, to vote on what songs we're going to play at Music Fest, because we have these three sets, and we have a ton of songs that we play. We're used to playing 3-4 hours of music, but, you know, when we have these shorter sets, we don't know what to do. So we kind of left it up to fans, like, kind of vote for what songs we should use to kind of build our sets, cover song-wise. That's been a lot of fun, a lot of engagement. But 12 String Band, Instagram, YouTube, and online.
So once again, 12 String will be appearing at Music Fest on Monday, August 4th, and Thursday, August 7th, around the Music Fest site. And for more information, you can always go to musicfest.org to see all the band schedules coming up at Music Fest this year. So we're just talking about what song we could close with that you feel strongly about. And you have a new single. It's called You Were Never the One.
Yeah, You Were Never the One. We just finished recording it. We're pretty proud of it. It's the first time we expanded our horizons. We have drums, we have instrumentation on there we never used before. A lot of production on there as well, and a lot of precise decision-making went into it. And so we're pretty happy with it sonically and the direction that it took, and kind of how it came together made us pretty happy.
This time we went to actually Over Under Studios in Allentown, and Joshua was great to work with, and we kind of played to a click track and built the song piece by piece instead of having really that live element, and it did give us something different, something new. We just wanted to take that approach with recording and kind of build it piece by piece. We just felt that that was best for the kind of delicate nature of the song.
I want to thank both Matt Smith and Brian Davies of 12 String for visiting us here at WDIY, playing live for us and giving us a preview of some of their new music. And if you want to find out more about them, you can go to 12stringband.com. Find out more about them and also their schedule coming up, including their two dates at Music Fest, August 4th and August 7th. Matt and Brian, thank you for joining me here on WDIY.
Great pleasure. Thanks for having us.